This is MSO News Sports, and we are joined by Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month, Jaden D'Ambrosio from St. John's Prep, champion wrestler. And Jaden, welcome. Thanks so much for joining us.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Jaden, I want to get right into the wrestling. And Kyle Gaudet, who wrote the story, calls your season perfect. And it kind of was a perfect season. 61-0 this year? And I think our listeners want to get a little explanation as, okay, we understand what could be happening during the regular season, but tell us about the postseason and the different steps that that you went through this postseason, if you will.
Yeah, so there was a lot of injuries that I had to overcome. I got stitches over my eye, just a lot of injuries behind the scenes that I had to overcome. During my training, just had to stay focused and just always have that goal in mind of obviously becoming a New England champion. I just had to stay focused, believe in my training, never leave anything on the mat, and really just come out of every practice knowing that I did whatever I could to get to get to my goal.
When you say something like don't leave anything out on the mat, are you thinking more mentally? Is that the angle you're thinking of?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Knowing that I did whatever I could to achieve my goal really leaves nothing unsettled. So it just gives me confidence out on the mat that I put the work in and nothing more can be done from here on out, and that I put the work in and did whatever I could, so whatever happens, happens.
Let me go back and ask you, say, for the last 12 months, tell me what working out means to you, what that entails off-season and then during season, how do those kind of compare or contrast, and what can you share with me on that?
Absolutely. It all comes into my training regimen. I go to my club team almost pretty much every day. I wake up at 4:30 in the morning to go to the gym, and I lift. Obviously, running comes into effect. Doing all the extra is what really helps in the long run.
First of all, when you say you have a regimen, all of a sudden we're impressed already, Jaden. You know what I'm saying? But so the wrestling club you're talking about, is that the Doughboy Wrestling Club out of Lowell?
Doughboy Wrestling Club in Lowell.
Tell me about that. What is that? What is that club all about? I've heard about that before, so tell me more about it.
Yeah, so it's run by Mike Marshall and Dave Schoeneman, people who I've known ever since I was a little kid. My dad actually went to college with Mike Marshall, and they've always been in my corner since when I was little, and they've been a big, huge part of my life and transforming me into who I am and who I became as a wrestler. I put my faith in them, and they taught me a lot of what I know now.
Yeah, so tell me about then that you mentioned being young. So you started very young then wrestling. Does that sound right?
Yeah, pretty much since I could walk. End of preschool, maybe, into kindergarten.
Yeah, I don't remember when my kids were young, I would wrestle with them, but I could knock them around pretty good back then, Jaden, you know what I mean? But so you're matched up against other young kids at that time, probably, when you're young.
Yeah, absolutely. At first, it just started out local, but as I got older and started traveling with Doughboys, I went to national tournaments and national duels, and that's really how I got better, is just even if the competition was really, really tough, if you just put yourself in as many of those opportunities to wrestle and get better, then it's just about putting in the work and just really just getting to as many off-season tournaments as you can.
Would you say your toughest opponent was in the New England's, or was it somewhere along the line prior to that?
I pretty much knew who I was going to have all throughout the year. I didn't really care who they put in front of me. It was just I wrestled just put it all out there every match, and I wrestled Vinny DeMeo 3 matches prior to the New England finals, so sectional states, all states, and the New England finals. So I know he was pretty tough. Kid in the Hat in the semifinals, I knew was going to be pretty tough. Ryan Currier from Rhode Island. But I knew that I just had confidence in myself because I knew that I had done whatever I could to prepare myself.
Now, since coming to St. John's Prep, and let me just focus in, let's say the last 12 months, how would you say you've grown as a wrestler, or maybe even just during the course of the season? Because I got to think you're always improving, always working on something with a focus, you know, variety of different focuses.
Absolutely. So throughout the 12 months, it's really getting this. I always pretty much stay in shape, but really pushing myself throughout these 12 months, just every time, just setting myself a goal, whether it's to sprint 3 more minutes on this run than I did last time or something like that. It's just these little goals that I set for myself that really push me to attain what I do. And, Yeah.
Now, Manny Costa, longtime coach at St. John's Prep Wrestling, the wrestling coach, the high school wrestling coach in Massachusetts, as far as anyone of we're concerned, I guess, retired at the end of this past season. But what is it like? What can you tell me about the Manny Costa wrestling program? What makes it so successful?
So what makes our program so successful is that Manny puts in his time to make sure that he keeps us to the highest standard, whether it's in practice or in school. He makes sure that we're putting forth our full effort, and he does everything for us. The amount of hard work he puts into our team and the dedication that he puts in our team, he has never missed a practice in his 34 years at the Prep.
Well, I could keep asking you wrestling questions. I'm going to narrow it down to one more. Then we got to go to the academics. This, you know, when you're in a match, it's 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 minutes. Then you were mentioning to me earlier, you could go to overtime, but yeah. In a way, this makes it a very unique sport in the sense that you are in the legitimate spotlight for this very short period of time and need to perform.
Absolutely. This sport is special in that way. It's not about, it is about the team and the duel, but you've got to sometimes be selfish and focus about you and doing your part. And it's just you. What I've always loved about wrestling, it's just you and the other opponent. There's no other really outside force it's just you and your opponent, and how it's just all your preparation.
Now the your weight class, what, 157, right? Or that's,
yeah.
What, yeah. So was there any debate about that? I know wrestlers can go up, they can go down, or so on, but how do you settle on that? Or is that something you got to kind of settle on that, right?
Yeah, I mean, I just came into the mindset is I'm just going to wrestle whoever they put in front of me. Wasn't no way, shape, or form was about dodging. I would have wrestled any single person they put in front of me. And 157, obviously, I had to cut a little bit of weight to get there, but it was always 157 from the start.
Perfect. All right. Now, people have just been listening to you, Jaden, and they're thinking, man, this young man is a dedicated wrestler and trainer, and trains like incredibly significantly. But academically, you are kind of approach academics almost the same way, don't you?
Absolutely. Academics is the most important part. There is no athlete without student in front of it. You got to, I have my goal is to work as hard as I did in the academics as I did in wrestling. Whether it was whether it's going in before school or after school to get extra help, putting in the extra time to get the best grades possible. It means a lot to me. How much our teachers sacrifice for us and how much time they take out of their lives to teach us.
Yeah. Now, are you a math science kind of a guy? I'm thinking that you might be, right? Is that it?
More of a science kind of guy, English.
Yeah. Oh, English and science. All right. So yeah. What about a course? Was there a favorite course or two that you had there? I want to get to teachers in a moment, but a subject area, maybe chemistry? I'm thinking.
I really liked our zoology class this year. It was a really hard class to get into just because everyone wanted to take it. My teacher, Mr. Gallus, is super great teacher, just super relaxed and really laid back, and loved that class.
Is there another inspirational teacher or, some teacher that you had at the prep that kind of... that you kind of would remember once you leave the school?
Absolutely. My junior English teacher, still talk to him in school to this day. I asked a few weeks ago, I asked him to write a letter of recommendation for the James Peckham Award. And without a doubt, he just immediately said, of course. And he just without a doubt responded immediately.
It's great to have those connections and keep those connections with teachers and have the student-teacher relationship. And his name again, Jaden, is?
Mr. Edson.
Mr. Edson. Okay, great. Okay. All right. Let me think here. Next year. So tell our listeners what's up for you next year once you graduate from St. John's.
So I'm going to be wrestling Division I for Edinburgh University in Pennsylvania.
All right, and now what is Edinburgh near? Where is that?
It's near Erie, Pennsylvania.
Okay, all right, and at Edinburgh, your subject, your subject area or where you're leaning toward at this point would be
pre-pharmacy.
Okay, pre-pharmacy. All right, sounds good. Well, Jaden, let me think here. Seems like I had one other question I wanted to ask you, but I think we've covered a lot of it here. But congratulations to you on the award and so on. Is there a group of people you'd like to give a little shout out to today?
Absolutely. My mom, my dad, especially my dad. He's the one who pushed me to be the best that I can every day. He's the one that gets me in the gym early in the morning, constantly reminding me of my goals. My mom, my grandmother for always being there for me, my family, just always coming to my matches, and it's been a great help to me, having all the support behind me, and especially for Manny for being there for me these past couple of years and just really putting his heart and soul into us.
And I guess finally, Jaden, the countdown clock is on for you, right? I mean, there can't be much school left at this time of year because we're in May now, right?
Yeah, tomorrow's actually my last day, and then it's finals week.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. Well, Jaden, I'm so impressed with what you've been able to accomplish and impressed with your practice regimen, as you would say. And, Jaden, congratulations again on the Student Athlete Award. You really exemplify what Moynihan Lumber's Student Athlete of the Month Award really, tries to exemplify. And Jaden, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. It's an honor.
Yeah. Jaden D'Ambrosio with us from St. John's Prep, wrestling champion. And this is MSONewsSports.com.